the new year was no cause for celebration for the activists campaigning for rent control in New Brunswick. Last year, the province introduced a temporary 3.8% rent cap in response to public pressure after a series of reports documenting low-income renters faced with massive rent hikes, some of them reaching upwards of 50%. The rent control policy expired at midnight on December 31st. On Tuesday, activists from Acorn NB, a grassroots organization that advocates for tenants' rights, held a mock funeral for the rent cap policy in downtown Moncton. Here's Acorn NB co-chair Peter Jongenellen reading the eulogy.
"It is with great sadness we announce the passing of New Brunswick's temporary rent cap on December 31st at 11:59 p.m. You will be missed. The temporary rent cap was a dearly loved housing policy for working class tenants across the province, providing much needed relief from rent gouging. The temporary rent cap will be greatly missed by all reasonable New Brunswickers. The temporary rent cap came at a time of uncertainty for many New Brunswick tenants facing increases to rents, myself included."
The activists dressed in black with a small replica coffin fashioned out of a plastic bin. Also, they reportedly delivered a so-called autopsy report to the Office of the Residential Tenancies Tribunal. Jongenellen said the cap prevented his rent from spiking by 11% last year. And in an interview with CHMA on Wednesday, he said recent tax cuts show that landlords can afford a limit on rent increases. For example, the provincial government reduced property taxes on non-owner-occupied housing by 50% last year.
"It's a slap in the face with this rent control not being extended. It's an absolute insult to tenants and people of low and moderate income. For them to be told, you know, landlords and big corporations need to make more money. So dig a little deeper, work a little harder, figure out what you can do without. I mean, tenants are being told basically, you know, cut back, do without food, don't turn your heat on in the winter, don't pay your phone bill, do anything you have to do, but just keep on paying those rent increases because landlords need to make money."
CHMA reached out to the New Brunswick Apartment Owners Association for comment on this story. Willie Schulten, president of the group, provided a written statement. He said it's a fallacy to claim that the property tax cut means landlords can afford a rent cap. He said that assessments on properties increased by more than tax rates decreased in 2022, meaning that overall landlords face an increase in taxes, not savings. But Jongenellen also noted recent amendments to the New Brunswick Income Tax Act, which resulted in significant tax cuts for high-income earners. CHMA also reached out to the province for comment on this story. Government spokesperson Bruce McFarlane provided a written statement saying the province launched a campaign back in December 2021 to inform tenants about their rights. He said that when tenants come forward with a complaint, the Residential Tenancies Tribunal will review the situation and new rent amounts found to be outside of market value will be denied. The spokesperson also noted changes to the Residential Tenancies Act that came into effect on December 16th. Those changes include a complicated new phase-in mechanism for rent increases. If a landlord raises rent at a rate that exceeds the consumer price index, the Residential Tenancies Tribunal can choose to phase in the increase over the course of up to 3 years. The system is complaint-driven, meaning it depends on tenants who would have to formally complain to the tribunal before it would consider using the phase-in mechanism. McFarlane also noted that tenants now have 60 days instead of 30 after being served a notice of rent increase to apply for assistance from the Residential Tenancies Tribunal. But Jongenellen says Acorn NB has been hearing from many renters facing big rent increases in the context of an affordable housing shortage.
"In order for a rent increase to happen, there's a 6 months notice. So there's been several tenants who have already received the rent increase letters, and some of them actually did see the increases happen right on January 1st. So they're being pinched right now on this. Some of them were the rent increases were proposed at 50, 75%, smaller ones 25%, these sort of things, and all of them are being upheld. Whether this new legislation, what they're doing is, oh, a 25% increase, we'll just phase it over 2 years.
How does Acorn plan to keep the pressure up on this issue?
Actually, any tenants that contact us, we are telling them straight out, you contact the RTT for any and all complaints, any maintenance issues, anything like this. We are working on getting some information together to better educate tenants on how the process works, this sort of thing. That's the thing. A lot of tenants do not realize that they can do the complaint. Take seniors, for example. You know, they don't necessarily have the online access as much, or they're not sure how to do it. So we're working on basically putting together some information and some educational things that we would put up on social media to help people better understand the process, how it works, and how to properly file a complaint. We can't file the complaints on their behalf, but we can help them to get the process started. So we're looking at that, and we're looking at further actions down the road to really draw the attention to this.
Well, anything else to add briefly?
Well, just to let tenants know, basically, you know, we're in your corner. We're here to help you as much as we can, but we can't do it alone. It starts with you as the tenant. Do not be afraid to contact their residential tenancies tribunal and make a complaint. If you have maintenance issues, if you have any form of a rent increase that you feel is not valid, definitely you need to call the RTT. You know, and together, this is the only way that we're going to make a difference is if, you know, if the RTT is overburdened. They have told us if anything gets bad enough, anything's on the table. So that's about the only way to get this done, is to make sure that they know what the problems are. Staying silent is not going to get the issue solved.
That was Acorn NB co-chair Peter Jungenellen.